Vicki Harp. I'm with the SQL Server product team. I'm here today to show you notebooks in Azure Data Studio. So notebooks are a concept in data science, which has been used to do a lot of data visualization, data exploration, and data work, primarily in the Python language. And when people are talking about notebooks, a lot of times they're talking about Jupyter notebooks. So the implementation of notebooks that we have in Azure Data Studio is a Jupyter notebook with a custom front end that's better tailored to fit within the Azure Data Studio experience. So first I'm going to show you a simple Python notebook. This is a notebook that has Python language, and you can see we've got a section up here which is human readable text and a section down here that has code. So if I hit run on this, this particular code calls out to the internet and pulls down a random photograph of a dog. To show you around the notebook experience, we have a picker here where you can choose the language. So in this case, I'm running Python 3 and I'm running it on my local machine. I could instead move over to the language SQL and then pick which of my SQL Server machines that I want to attach to. I've got my SQL Servers listed here. So to take it a little bit further, I'll show you an example of how you might use this. So here I've got a SQL Server 2019 Big Data Cluster, which is SQL Server running in Kubernetes with both SQL and Spark. So here in my HDFS section, I've got this directory full of CSV files. And if I take a look at that, preview it, you can see that it's a lot of information about dog license information. So this is actually the data dump of the Allegheny County, Pennsylvania dog licenses for the last several years. So using the Spark language in connecting to Python using Spark on the SQL Server Big Data Cluster, I'm able to run code to read those files directly out of CSV. And then I can do some analysis. So in this case, I'm going to get the count of the rows. I'm going to list the distinct list of just the names. So we have 25,000 names. And then I'm going to pull a random name out of that hat. So we have a name here. Now, if I was using a Spark, if I was very used to using Python, that would be great. But if I'm more of a SQL person, then maybe I want to connect to that same data set, lab cluster, using the SQL language. Here I've created an external table over that file format. This is something that you can do using a wizard. I could go here, create external table from CSV files, and then that would create this external table that I'm using. But in this case, I've done it using code. And if I hit run cells, you can see that I'm also using SQL to access the same data that I just accessed using Spark. Now these files are saved as IPYNB files, which I can then share with my colleagues and I can run again. So in the case that I wanted to run this today, send it over to my colleague. They could open it on their instance and attach it to their own cluster or to my same cluster and run it again. We're also using notebooks in a few other ways. Here we have something called Jupyter Books, and this is a list of basically notebooks that have been compiled together into a sort of chapter page format. So here we have a SQL Server ML Services course, which is shown through notebooks. So we've got all of the documentation present, we've got the code samples here, and then you can, at the end of each chapter, either hit the next button to go to the next one, or use this chapter browser to pick it. We've also got the supportability book for SQL Server 2019 Big Data Clusters. If I brought up the command palette and pick this Jupyter Books 2019 guide, that's what I used to open this up. And here we have all of the information that you might need in order to support your new Big Data Cluster, a lot of the Kubernetes commands, the cluster information. And this is something that you can run, you can send to someone else, you can save, do what you want with. So we are very excited about notebooks in Azure Data Studio. We really think that this is something that will be very useful to our community. We're really interested in finding out how you're using it and what you want from us. So if you are interested in learning more, go to GitHub, look for Azure Data Studio, and you can open up feature requests, enter bugs, and that's also where you can download both the stable and the Insiders Edition. Thank you so much for your time.